The Egypt Air disaster raises questions and concerns at a time when U.S. air travelers already experience record lines and delays passing through security. Some lawmakers are pointing a finger at Islamic State for last week's crash.
We know that they successfully took down an airliner flying from Egypt to Russia. We know that they're working on a bomb that's undetectable.
If lawmakers are assuming a heightened terrorist threat until evidence proves otherwise, pressure will mount on federal airport screeners, widely reported to be understaffed and overburdened, even on the best of days.
One of the difficulties we've had is with a great deal of turnover over at TSA, and there's certainly management problems at TSA.
We've retrained our entire workforce, corrected procedures, improved our technology, and analyzed systemic issues.
The Transportation Security Administration insists it has fixed gaps and vulnerabilities in screening identified last year.
And I'm also confident that TSA is able to deter, detect, and disrupt threats to our aviation system.
Security may be more thorough, but tempers have been flaring at U.S. airports, with some travelers waiting hours to board their flights.
On the one hand, we're looking for 100% security. On the other hand, we're looking for complete efficiency so that lines don't back up. We're looking for efficient throughput through the system. It's an enormously complex and difficult task.
As America enters the busy summer travel season, the White House has a simple message: safety first.
Obviously, our first priority is making sure that people are safe. TSA must continue its rigorous security screenings, and we're not going to lower our standards for the sake of convenience.
Once pinpointed, the cause of the Egypt Air disaster may or may not heighten concerns about the ability of terrorists to down airliners. But lawmakers are not waiting and will be pressing for answers at hearings this week. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.